are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on the break. That was Robin DiLorenzo. I like that song, Shaky Ground.
Yeah, it sounded nice.
It was a cool song, Shaky Ground. Before we went to break, of course, we were talking Super Bowl and stress and snow and all sorts of fun stuff.
What stress?
No stress here.
Oh, yeah.
Number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Of course, you guys can hang out in the chat room, the Den Pen as well.
With my densters.
Yeah, you having fun in the Den Pen tonight, Pip?
Yeah.
Good. I was like, yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, my friends are here!
My
yeah!
We're playing! Go,
I know the song, but...
Because it's frozen.
Oh.
And we were frozen. Yeah.
Oh, they're very creative.
I
don't know.
Yes, they're creative in the pen.
I don't know what is going on. This is going to be really tough to do. We got to get the iTunes fixed. I downloaded the new version of it. I downloaded the new version of iTunes, but I have not installed it yet. There has not been a time. Now I actually have to do something else while I have us on the air to get us back on Hawk.
Oh, it's probably, you know what? All these different, like, connections between the two things. That was the problem I was having with Audacity forever is that, Joe, I looked up on one of those geek, chat areas, and I finally figured out the problem I was having with Audacity.
What was the problem?
And one of the settings, it's a hidden setting. And they're like, oh, go there and ask to see the hidden settings and then enable this one thing. And I'm like, are you kidding me? There are hidden settings? How the hell is a layperson supposed to figure this crap out?
You got to go ask the nerds.
I did. And, you know, and I found a chat where somebody was having the same problem. And one of the guys, like, showed screen captures of what you're supposed to go. He couldn't have, like, made it any easier. And I was like, oh, thank God.
There's that's helped me a lot. Once you figure it out, I mean, I breezed through it.
Yeah, yeah.
Good, you can help me figure out my issues with Audacity, because those aren't working. My Audacity doesn't work either anymore.
Well, you've got a different problem than what I had. Mine sounded like you were talking through a tin can.
Because you probably had a mic, there's a setting on there that has a stereo mix in.
And that's it.
And that was it. Right.
But it said that I had to fix something on Audacity and something on my computer, and I'm like, the one on the computer was hidden.
A companion program that has to be installed with Audacity.
Oh, you know, in the chat, there was a link to, oh, yeah, this will help you with your Audacity download. I'm like, I don't know you. I'm not just going to open my little portal to anybody with a download link.
Keep your portal closed.
That's right, because I'm a good girl.
That's right.
I don't just download for anybody.
Once you get the Audacity on my new laptop, I have a different version on my old laptop,
which
I do band things and stuff like that. If I have to download songs and stuff like that, I'll do it on that. And it's like it's totally two different programs.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Mr. Helix has Audacity on his old, like, cranky, slow as molasses computer.
Yeah.
And that thing is just a miserable beast to deal with. It's just, it's like, I'm thinking about starting now.
That's like my old laptop.
It's just a misery. So he has a laptop now that's like all speedy and sparkly and new. And once he got used to it, it's like I can't get him off of it. And I do too. And the thing is that without my Audacity working, his wasn't working. It was just on the old computer. So.
Right.
I was like, okay, well, he helped me once, like, setting up MP3s one time when I was having trouble with it. And he's like, well, you can't just send me the links because that means that I have to try to connect to the internet with the cranky old computer, and that just isn't happening.
Yeah.
So I was like, great. So I'm like, well, how do I get – and then once – even if he turned them into MP3s on his computer, how's he supposed to send them to me? I'm like, okay, so then we have to get a little stick, and then he has to put it in, and then you have to bring it over to mine. And I was like, oh, dear Jesus, please, we're not technically – look, as Davin pointed out earlier, we have a GPS that we haven't figured out yet.
You haven't tried.
No, we really haven't. No, Mr. Helix tried and failed and then handed the box to me and said, you do it. So I have to get started with it.
Yeah, see, Audacity with the audio clips is not a problem. My biggest problem is trying to do video editing. I've been waiting to work with James on getting my website done. And the key thing is getting more clips on my YouTube channel.
Right.
And I have to do editing on the thing. And the editing is the editing program I have is maddening.
So get a different program.
That's what I'm going to have to probably do.
There's a lot of free ones. I mean, I have one. I haven't used it. I might have to use one again. Let's try this again. I'm hesitant because there's a lot of clicking and apparently Sam doesn't like to be clicked. This is clip one. Are you ready, Pip?
Yes.
Is anybody playing with us besides Joe and myself?
Well, you know what? I think that if everything runs along smoothly, I think that the kids in the chat will want to be able to guess along with us. So,
okay.
So you guys listen, and you have to try to guess if the song that you're hearing now that the singer is singing to God or singing to their lover.
Unless they're loving God in an appropriate way.
Okay.
There's no both. So
That's a whole other show.
I played this. We did this years ago. We were in TBQ. And remember my board guy, the guy John? He like came up with songs, and it was one of the, it was like both or something. It's like, it can't be both.
It's like, it can't be
no,
both.
No, it can't be both. It's got to be either or.
You need to commit.
These are specifically one or the other for sure.
All right. Track one. God help us.
Lover.
I'm going to agree with you. I think
you're going to have to jack up the sound a little bit on these if you can.
Yeah, you recorded them low. I can. I got more. You recorded them low. I can boost them up a little bit. All right. I just didn't want it to the story. I agree with Joe, though. So that one was a lover. I don't know what the... Because you know why, Joe? Because I thought I heard the word embrace.
Yeah, I heard embrace.
I hope
now,
God's
God
not...
God can embrace you with your love, but it just seems...
It sounded like a
lover.
Warm embrace, though.
Yes, yes.
I guess if anybody was going to give you a warm embrace, I guess it could be God, but I just don't picture him grabbing you to his bosom like that, Joe.
Well, God is all about love, but I don't know, but it just sounds like this is more of a lover.
We're going to agree on this one.
Yes. Wow. Isolate that.
I know.
It's God or lover, not politics.
Crimson Cat says, Devin and Joe are playing with themselves? No, you can all play with them.
Well, you know, we need to relax too.
Yes. Well, the first one that jumped in was Tom, and he guessed God.
Joe? Considering who guessed God, perhaps we should reconsider. The Lord of all of Davin's Den games.
Yes, no, really, he's really like creepily good at all of our games.
Well, I mean, he's creepy without the games, but yeah, he's very good at these games.
I didn't mean it that way.
No, he does excel at these. I don't know how.
He does. I don't know. I'm not exactly.
If only he was like Bruce Jenner, and we could give him a medal for such accomplishments.
Crimson Cat says they're going to go blind, but you'll be seeing double.
Only like Bruce Jenner. Now he's Trucker Tina.
Okay.
What's the matter, Trucker Tina? No more stick shift? No, I'll be automatic.
Boys, he's going to give you double barrels because he's in a mood tonight.
Of course he does because he's Tina. He wants two barrels.
Look at the trailer. He got grease from the fifth wheel on his dress. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Can you imagine?
Poor Trucker Tina getting used to his new life.
Nobody's going to get that stain out.
Yeah. Well, he does know how to cook, so he's already ahead of the game.
That's true.
He does know how to cook. He was always making me starve.
Now he's actually entertaining in his cab. He's inviting people over. Ooh, the napkins are swans. It's Trucker Tina.
Tom says, sorry, I'm not going on any journeys.
But you're a trucker. That's what you do.
That's funny. Oh, okay.
No life journeys from Tom, only from point A to point B.
Well, nobody else seems to be playing, so we're just going to go with... they are going to be because they're not even
attempting.
Sometimes
people like to watch the voyeurs.
I know. And you're going to see double girls. You're only watching. So, okay, so it was like Davin Lover, Tom God, Joe Lover. Do you guys want the answer?
No.
We're okay. Living mystery.
me, Tom, and Joe will have a conference about it, and we'll solve it.
Lisa's playing? Wait a minute. I didn't see.
Oh!
Hold the phone! I missed something.
Listen, Sam's screwing up, Pip's screwing up. It's just one of those things.
Wait a minute. Why are you saying that Lisa is playing? Because I don't see an answer from Lisa. All I saw was a comment saying he eats his Wheaties. Oh, she did? He said that she said God, too. Okay. I didn't see that.
Apparently the Den Pen's having problems, too.
I'm saying, Jesus Christ, can't we?
Listen, you know what? Pip's been very good. She had last week off. She's a little out of practice. She's usually flawless in there.
And the pen had to deal with me last week.
Tom says, look at my post above, stupid. Oh, no. Only Davin gets to call me that. And he pays for it. All right.
it's actually $15 a stupid, Tom.
It is. All right.
She takes Western Union.
All right. So here's the answer. That was God.
All right, now how is this God? Who sings it? What's the song?
Oh, I didn't write down the names of the people who sang them and everything, but
why give them credits?
No, you don't want
that. As we lift their work.
Some chick with a guitar.
Did you write down lyrics at least?
It's a Christian artist. And so all those things are singing to God.
But a Christian artist can sing about something else.
No, they don't. Not on this.
Apparently not when you play make the rules.
No. It's contemporary Christian music, and it was all in a compilation, and it's all songs to God.
Yeah, but it's usually it says, you know, I love you, Jesus Christ. And, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, we only got 13 seconds, Joe. We got to figure it out for ourselves.
It was really just, I'm not going to talk about the Jesus stuff. No, it's really hard to find contemporary Christian music where they're not talking about, you know, and you're the one with the Holy Ghost. Oh, damn it. I can't use that part.
No, but you could end it right before you're the Holy One. You're the one. Yeah. All right, let's hear it again. Now that we know it's God.
I was just wondering about the Holy Ghost. Is it friendlier than Casper, the friendly ghost?
I don't know.
You know?
I mean, Casper was never punitive.
Yeah.
You know. So I don't know. I think that Casper's friendlier.
Okay. Mm.
I mean, he is the friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost you know.
I know.
It's right in the song.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost mentions nothing about it being friendly.
No, not at all.
No.
Now we got to look for something. Stupid Casper reference. I know. Like, there we go. One of the few things I have. All right, Joe, now compare this to the Holy One.
Casper, the friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost you know.
See, the Holy Ghost doesn't.
Really glad to meet you.
The Holy Ghost doesn't say
everything.
Yeah, well, the Holy Ghost, if he's got a problem, he sends him to purgatory. The poor Casper's running around, Spooky's driving him nuts, the other two ghosts giving him all sorts of issues and everything. Casper just wants to be a friend.
Yeah, see, this is a much friendlier song than Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Dude.
But it's not about the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
It's about the Father.
Yeah, that's true.
The Holy Ghost, he doesn't have a song.
He doesn't have.
See, and that's probably, you know, that's.
You have to get working
that's why he's
on
not
his
so friendly.
Theme music.
He wants a song.
He really wants a tune about himself.
You might get an email from the Holy Ghost. Hey, Joe, you know, we need something with some keyboards. Did you whip something together?
Yeah. Then I'll do it, and then the Holy Ghost, well, it's not really what I was looking for. Can you do it again?
it's the Lord. You better get it right, Stu.
Can you edit that little bit out there? Yeah. That part didn't work for me.
He's demanding. He expects things.
Yeah, he does.
All right. So I want to hear this again. Oh, I apologize, Pip. You gave us 18 seconds of that one.
Yeah.
This is track one again, Joe. Let's see if we can, now that we know, can figure this out. I am yours. I don't know.
The rest of the song makes it clear that it's talking to God. But
well, you know, that would help if we had some lyrics.
You know what, though? But that's not the object. I'm supposed to, like...
Yeah, but you're supposed to have the answer so we can learn.
Well, I said the answer. The answer is God.
I said so we can learn.
Yeah, I know, but I wasn't going to, like, sing the rest of the lyrics. That's never been part of this.
No, we didn't want you to sing them, but maybe a couple of, hey, here's the next line, if there's one that makes it clear.
I don't remember that ever being part of
the I don't the remember only
before.
Having 18 seconds for a song.
Well, that's why I gave you 10.
A bunch of quickies, eh, Pip?
Yes, a bunch of quickies instead of like one slow, long.
All right.
Sometimes that's better.
I would hear that a million times, Joe, and I would still say Lover every time.
I would guess Lover.
And that's why I'm good at this.
And it was definitely from religious CD.
Absolutely. Because later on, well, all these songs, later on, they say something that's like, yeah, it's definitely God. But they were Christian artists, and it was in a Christian compilation, and they all sing it at Jesus.
Yeah. Next time I'm going to do this with an ISIS artist.
You want to do Terrorist or Lover next time?
I'm not opposed.
There's not a lot of terrorist music.
La, 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 la.
Terrorist. It took 10 seconds.
He's good at this. All right, this one we got 13 seconds for it, Joe. So like part of the strategy between Joe and I would be, and Joe would always guess first, and it would put the pressure on me to guess, because then I would have 10 seconds.
You got to get a step in, yeah.
Joe was a premature guesser. That was kind of a thing. Joe would usually guess before me. But with 13 seconds, I guess we'll just let it ride, Joe.
Yeah.
Unless you want to guess 3 seconds in.
All right, we'll see.
I wanna set the world on fire until it's burning bright for you. It's everything that I desire.
I'll go God.
I'm gonna go God as well.
Okay. Hang on a second.
Probably wrong. Because, you know, Pip's shrewd. You know, Pip has mixed up orgasms and everything. You know, she doesn't play the game fair, this Pippi. Like, she plays to deceive.
I do. And now, okay, Trucker Tom says lover.
Hmm. Well, I guess we're wrong, Joe.
And so, Lisa, are you really playing, or is Tom just going to make guesses for you?
Tom's helping Lisa. She needs a hand.
Yeah, I know. They were backing each other up, and I think they're all cheating. Cheaters. Cheaters.
Yeah,
cheaters.
I'm sure they're like Googling this song with the 3 seconds you give us for it. They all got their little Shazam apps.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say your SoundHound.
Yeah. You know what? We should be.
I would know because Sharky doesn't play that. He would like give you up in a second, Joe.
No, but there are apps now that actually could help us with this. All
yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
When we invented this game, we didn't have those phones. No. I don't know if those apps were out, but we didn't have them.
All right. Oh, Crimson Cat jumped in. She's guessing lover.
We guessed God, didn't we, Joe?
Yes, we did.
Yes, you did. All right. So we're gonna call it. That was actually God.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so
take that, Trucker Tina.
Yeah. One for Davo, one for Joe, and sorry, kids.
Trucker Tina needs a handkerchief. Yeah. She's gonna cry.
Davin gives me too much credit. I'm not that coordinated, he says.
Well, you know, Tom actually does have, like, Tom knows how to listen to this show in any way. So I could just picture, like, Tom in his cab with these computers and iPods. Like some mad scientist with the crock pot over here.
I wouldn't be surprised one bit.
Let's put it this way. Right now, Tom in his cab has more room than I have in my house.
Yes, he does.
And it probably looks like the Knight Rider's laboratory in there with all
his truck is talking to him. Well, Tom, I guess we're going to sleep in the outside the pilot tonight.
Yeah. Tom says, "Welcome to Dana's Den. I'm your host, Dana Rosenblatt."
That's funny.
That is funny.
I'm not against it. All right. So, what's the tally, Pip?
So far, So far, Davin won, Tom won, Joe won, Lisa won.
What'd Kat have? Oh, she's
zero.
Over
zero.
Yeah.
So far.
No, there's no sound, kids. Now there's sound.
Okay.
I know. I appreciate them letting me know. I don't know why it's free. It's really freezing like it hasn't in quite some time. And honestly, I'm not going to... If I can't get Hawk on again, I mean, just let it go. Let it go! Let it go! There we go. We're all back. Ugh. This is going to be a bitch to edit. I hope it records as one thing and I can just edit out the silence, which is usually followed by my jokes.
Yeah, you could just edit, well, because it's not recording the nonsense that we're saying while they're out, so.
No, it's fine. I'm keeping it on. It's just hard, because I got to look at the iTunes page while this, you know, instead of looking at the Sam Broadcaster page.
I know, that's why I'm keeping an eagle eye on them, because they let me know when we're out.
We're watching you. All right, Joe, now this is a long one. This is 24 seconds. Try not to enjoy it all. Luxury. But you can guess early if you want, and then that puts me in the clock. I got about 10 seconds.
Well, I got to make my decision as we go.
Yes, Joe, I'm aware. Joe does not want to be rushing these type of things.
I don't blame him.
He's gonna have to get a committee to discuss this. Track 3. I go lover too. That's very gay, so you would think it's God.
Yeah, but there was just a line in there where that he said something that it makes it sound like.
Yes, but this is Pip Helix. You can't use your common senses. Look at her stupid little eyes.
No, we just played the third track.
Wait, you want me to play it again? Joe and I guessed. I'll play it again for you.
Yeah, play it again, because
Yeah, I don't know. There we go. I don't know if we're going to do all 10 tonight. We might go. We can use them another time, maybe. I like having to detect. This is what I dream of.
Why don't you have a mouse? Is the mouse easier?
The mouse isn't the problem. It's the actual clicking.
No, I'm just saying in general, just the mouse would be easier.
Oh, you know what? You don't have to play it again because Crimson Cat just weighed in, so she's on lag. She must have just heard it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, because all the different stations, you know, it comes
at
different
times.
Yeah.
So, Davin said lover, Tom said lover, Joe said lover, Crimson Cat said God. Crimson Cat got it. It was God.
I knew by your eyes.
Yeah, back as you guys were saying.
How is that? How will we keep your promises? God isn't promising you anything.
That's what I was. That was what I was saying.
I know.
It's
isn't
a that stupid
weird?
Song.
Is that off your compilation CD?
Yeah, it's on the CD. I got it off of YouTube.
So what are the what is the line that would give that away? Because you said they all have lines like if you play it a little further, it gives it away.
I don't remember now, but they no, they all. I listened.
Well, we can all go to your house and we look at the liner notes.
I listened to every one of these terrible songs all the way through to find sections that I could do.
Yeah,
it.
But they all usually have the lyrics, and then you go, "Okay, this is the."
Yeah, but I didn't write down all the lyrics. No, you're going to have to trust me.
Yeah, but we don't even know the song name to look up.
So you're going to go and do your homework and see what it was.
I might have, maybe some, you know, we have very active people in the den pen, you know, they have computers at their hand.
I know, it was tricky, and Tom says, God doesn't have to be faithful, we're supposed to be faithful to him. I know, that's why this was a...
Yeah, see, I'm not buying
that
it.
That was the line.
Yeah, of course.
Yes,
that's where I was thinking, Pip fooling us.
That was the line that I called Lover on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I was thinking, that's why I chose that, because you would think, oh, you have a faithful lover, but...
What are they changing the relationship with God?
I don't know. Like God is faithful to His people.
See,
I don't
God pissed
know.
Off. Look at them cheating on me.
Church every Sunday.
I know.
Well,
so,
hey, why is he going to that bar mitzvah? No. Over here. You don't go there. You're cheating on me. Back to the mosque.
I some of these are don't make sense in the way I understand Christianity.
Some of these don't make sense in the way I understand this game. And we invented the stupid thing.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, the guys that, oh, that's us.
If I made it easy, there's no game.
This game has never been easy.
There's a difference between easy and confusing.
Yes. Yes.
This is like Goddard, huh?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa. I was yelling at Lisa for not jumping in, but her computer crashed. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean here? Yeah. Yeah. I didn't mean for our broadcaster to affect her computer. All right.
So song number four, right?
We're going to song four, yeah.
Song four, all right.
Very song good. Four, Joe. We'll guess wrong on this one, too.
Well.
Ready?
Yes.
Lover. We're going to be wrong. Although her eyes are flipping out. Who knows? Maybe she got a stupid poker face.
Well, if we're wrong, it ain't for a lack of trying. I mean,
no.
We're sitting there like...
No, when we play the game, there's a little bit more you can really listen to.
We're sitting there like biologists listening to this.
It's really a split second. I got to give more thorough instructions next time. Or we'll have Joe do the next one.
I'll do the next one.
Yeah, Joe's very good at this. He's got the most practice. But Pip gave it. Pip did it once before.
I know, she did me a favor. Yeah.
No, wait.
Well, I'm sure there's people listening that might have a complaint about that, pal.
Depends
who's listening. I think the court might be split on that one, Joe. We might have a hung jury. Oh, sorry, pal. I didn't know.
I thought that I did a good job with these.
Yes, you did. Think so.
Anyway. Oh, bastard.
What did the den pen have to say, Pip?
All right. Well, Tom came in with Lover. Lisa and Crimson Cat both guessed God. But the answer is Lover.
Yeah, all right. Right on.
Tom, great. You got a high five.
Yes, you did.
Tom, high five Tina. Tina, high five Tom. What are we up to, track five?
We are.
All right. We are just plowing through this. 21 seconds, Joe. Enjoy it.
Leaving scars on my skin, human sacrifice. Golden charm on my neck, got me paralyzed.
God.
I'm dressed in the night, got me screaming out. Fighting oceans of water and seas of doubt. Can't go back to the world.
Lover. And I could only because it's Pip.
Split.
And it's only because Pip is doing this. Mm. Only because, because they said the gold. He said the golden thing, and that would make you think God.
That's what I know.
Exactly.
Let them listen to it. I'm like, I gotta stick with what I said. I know the way the mad scientist works over there. I went with God, so I gotta stick.
Here's the interesting thing about Pip. She's actually introduced her. warped sense of fairness into the game. You can't.
What does that mean?
Like all things being even, if you didn't know there was
all
a man
being evil.
Yeah, well, in this case, yes.
Yes.
Like if it was just you or me, we would honestly try to find songs that on their face are ambiguous.
Yes.
But Pip has ulterior motives. She likes to interject her own twisted sense of humor. Like keeping a cat with AIDS on for longer than life than he really needs to live. That's what Pip does. She's got a warped sense of things. So that's why, because my instinct was to, like, if it wasn't Pip doing this, if it was you putting it together, yeah. I would have guessed what you guessed. Right. But because of the obvious idol.
I think I don't agree with you both.
Well, but you have to agree with one of us.
Yeah, okay. Well, Davin said lover. Tom said God. Joe said God. Lisa said lover. Crimson Cat said God, so everybody was all over the place. And the answer is lover.
Yes, I know my retard over there.
Yes. Yes. I've got nothing to say. The only thing I
will... That'll really help the show, Joe. No.
Well, I do have something to say. Like I said, you were right, because when I heard Idol, I picked it. And then as the song was moving on, I'm like, I think I might have jumped the gun.
See, in the way we normally play, after you picked, and I guessed right after you. But, like, normally, like, because Joe did that, I would have 10 seconds because Joe forced my hand.
Yeah, because basically the rule at the game, also the rule the way the game is played in the car, you the first guy calls it, you got 10 seconds to figure it out, whether you like it or not.
No, when you got 20 seconds total to listen to, though.
Well, yeah. But in the car, we would have, you know, have the full song on.
Well, you could listen to it twice.
We could, but, you know, we're guessing on it.
I mean, because the lyrics, sometimes, there were a lot of songs I rejected because these people were such mush mouths that you could not understand
the
lyrics.
Day Dancer at the Tender Trap?
There was one avenue.
What an obscure reference. Hornballs in Long Island applaud you, sir.
Yeah. Oh, dear. There was one area I went to try to find some unique stuff. Right. Everyone had such ridiculous ways of singing that you could not even understand the lyrics. I'm like, no, that's not the game.
Yeah, you do have to understand the lyrics.
You do. So it's like, they might be short, but I think they're understandable. But if they're not, I think that you should be able to listen to it twice.
Yeah, we could.
Okay.
But, you know, Joe has been guessing or I've been guessing, and then the hand's been forced. So,
yes.
So we're halfway. What's the score?
Okay, so far, Davin has 3. Tom has 2. He's lagging behind. Joe has 2. Lisa has 2, and she missed 2, so that's pretty good. And Crimson Cat missed 1, and she's got 1.
I'm doing very well, but I don't like that Tom's behind me.
No, that's scary.
He's too close for comfort.
he's like Brady, you know?
He's sneaky.
Yeah, he's not, you know, he's not the head, but he can be quick.
Anybody can still have this game, because we got 10 tracks.
Yes. Still more delight ahead of you.
Oh, yay! Sorry.
Another Booker! Thanks, Pip! I didn't know you do impressions!
Oh my god! I morphed into him! I spent too much time with him!
Oh my god! It's Bridget Jenner!
Good arms.
And I got my gold medal! And I'm waving to Kim! And I'm waving to Chloe! Hey, come back here, Scott! Hey, don't touch her, Kanye!
Oh my god. I didn't know why I morphed.
And I'm kicking Chris to the curb! And I'm kicking...
And I'm touching boobies.
Oh, I don't like those anymore. Oh, they're mine.
Much firmer.
Bridget.
So should we do track number 6?
No, let me do Bridget Jenner impressions all night.
Yeah, really?
Which are also going to be the slop towel. Or the
slop. Oh, yeah. I see the relationship. They stare at each other. Hey, get off my game.
What do you call me, the man of 3 impressions?
No, half a dozen. Give yourself credit. I that's not my thing.
Yeah, I got you.
Now everybody does. Number 6.
So I need you like a needle needs vein, like my Uncle Joe in Oklahoma needs rain. I need you like a lighthouse on the coast.
God. Are we off again? No, we're still on. Okay. I fool myself when there's silence.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for the kids in the den to...
During the whole show.
It's radio. What are you going to do?
They're sitting there stunned. What the hell was that?
Do they need me to play it again?
No. Here comes.
I know there's a lag.
Here come the entries. Yeah, and poor Crimson Cat is listening on one of our affiliates that's lagging a little bit more than the other. So we're gonna hum some songs to ourselves until she catches up. Poor thing.
Crimson Cat's slow.
I know.
She's a slow kitty.
She's in the little yellow bus of the den pen.
Well, don't worry, Tina will drive her. It's bus driver Tina. I'm giving up the big rig. Trucker Tom is bus driver Tina. Come on, kids.
Oh, my God.
We love our bus driver. He makes food.
Yeah, he's going to slaughter you both.
He had ribs today.
There I am, parked outside the school. The damn kids are late again. I get here early. I finish drinking. I'm ready to take the kids home. And the teacher doesn't let them out on time.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. Davin said God. Tom, lover. Joe, God. Lisa, lover. Crimson Cat, lover. Lover.
I don't know.
So that was Tom.
Needle in the arm.
Lisa and Crimson Cat.
That's a heavy love song.
Actually, you know what? This is by a famous artist. This was Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, so every once in a while I'll throw in something
You know, normally I would frown, like, oh, you can't go mainstream, but me and Joe don't listen to that shit.
Oh, I know, that's why.
You can't have an Iron Maiden song in here.
That's why I felt safe throwing that one in. I knew neither of you would know.
Run to the hills, God.
I'm sitting there watching the video, and they're sitting there holding hands and looking into each other's eyes, and he's singing about, I need you like a needle needs a vein. I'm like, what kind of freaky love song is this, country
one
weirdos?
That'll, one that'll fool Davin and I.
Yes. Thank you. And
Pip knew as well. You gotta give Pip credit though on that one. Cause it's a popular song, mainstream song, but she knew us two idiots are not evolved enough to have listened to it.
She also knows how we think.
I don't think anybody knows that. I think science is perplexed.
Yeah, really.
Well, now they're getting philosophical in the chat because Lisa said.
Well, and the Den Pen is the place for philosophy.
It is. Lisa said love is an addictive drug. So. Very nice.
Well, if Lisa says it, then it's so.
It's so true. And Lisa said to watch your back, and then Tom said, no, let Tweedledum and Tweedledumber have their fun.
Aw, bus driver Tina's upset.
He's going to get you.
No, he's not. He's not in the area again.
No, that's true.
I got to be nice when he's trucking around the area.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think he's in the Midwest or something right now.
Yeah, I think
he's
so.
He's heading home. Heading to his new home.
He moved.
What?
Did he move?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Papa's coming home. Papa Bear's coming home. 10-4. Or trying to, anyway.
Trying.
Until the people, I guess, at his job screwed him again. You always know when Tom's having a bad day.
Oh, my God, yes, I
the
know.
Posts are no longer light and snarky.
No, I think I even said, uh-oh, this doesn't bode well for us tonight.
Yeah. He said he'll be wickedly funny. Or brutally
yes.
funny.
Brutally.
It was
brutal. That's the adjective I think yeah. was thrown around.
We'll determine funny, but brutal. That goes without
brutal,
saying.
Yeah.
All right. So track 7, Pip Helix.
Yes.
Track 7. Pip Helix having herself a good year. The good thing about Pip's choices, though, she's got people guessing all over the place.
Right.
That's how you know she did a good job with this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God.
I'm going God.
And we're probably, look at that stupid smile.
Look at that stupid smile. He's so annoyed when I'm enjoying myself. Look, notice
smile.
That?
Like the cat who just vomited it and then licks you in the face. Have some hairball, mommy. That's what, Pip is our hairball tonight, Joe.
Hick, 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 hick.
Yeah.
We're just going to have to wait for Cat. In the meantime.
I think we were. I think we were furballing for Cat.
Oh, crunchies.
What? Oh, that didn't get digested at all.
Oh.
Pip's disgusting.
I am.
The most disgusting person on the show.
Great. Another title.
Sure.
Davin guessed God. Tom guessed God.
I feel good now.
Joe guessed God. Lisa guessed lover. Crimson Cat guessed lover.
Did Crimson Cat guess furball or kittle? Kibble.
Kibble. No. And the winner is God.
Ah.
You both?
We got that right?
All the yes. boys got that one right.
Yeah, we know a song. Yeah, all right. Wow. And Pip fooled me with her eyes. She's getting more. It's like she's evolving. She's got like that AI, that artificial intelligence.
Brody yes. looking around.
It's not that real intelligence. That
no,
weird...
no, 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 no. No, but it's like, you know, I've assimilated.
Yes. Yes. It's funny to watch you evolve. We can't wait for you to walk upright. It's really quite fascinating.
It'll happen any day now.
I don't think so.
Not if I've been shoveling.
No. No.
Even a drop of snow is like, derailed me.
Yeah, Mr. Hillux must love that, his crippled wife.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Okay.
When are these cats going to shovel? Track. Oh, I gotta get down here a little bit for it. Track
down,
eight.
Get down.
Track eight. Three more to go.
Okay.
I've been hiding, afraid I've let you down. Inside, I doubt that you could love me. But in your eyes, there's only.
This is a really good one, Joe. That's a.
I tell you one thing, boys, it's a real party tune, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I know. I was
that,
ready
could,
to...
that could go either way.
What a fucking dirge that is.
I know. I wanted to kill myself several times.
You know what? I'm going to go God, Joe.
I'm going to go God, too.
Okay. I got this off of somebody's compilation.
Yeah, like, your compilations are fucking us, lady.
The compilation was called Sad Songs.
Oh, so now I'm thinking we're wrong, Joe.
Don't stick your laugh like that.
You're enjoying yourself way too much on our show.
I'm sorry. I'll go back to feeling horrible.
Thank you. It's the least you could do.
I never let it be said that I didn't do the least I could do.
I've often said you do the least
you
could
do. I know, you say that a little too often. Oh, my God.
I say, you know, say what you want about that Pip Helix, but she is doing the least that she can do.
That's right.
Sure.
All right. So
I don't feel good about our guest, Joe.
Well, when not I heard it, when it came off,
yeah.
Songs
yeah.
to blow your head off.
Of. Songs to stick your head in the oven by.
I think Joe had a solo in 2013 on that track.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
oh, shit.
Davin, what did you do?
I knocked over
some
soda.
On
the table.
I was being nice.
Was
it
open?
No, but now it's going to explode.
So. Are you talking about the soda?
No.
Davin, Tom, Joe, and Crimson said God, and Lisa stands alone and says lover.
Which is odd, because she likes clutter. So you would think she would join the pack.
You'd think that she would run right over to the other side.
Sure.
And the answer is God.
Oh! Have we feel? I felt very bad after you said compilation, Pip.
I know. And I was like, why? But it was, and I cut it right where it was because the next thing gave it away that it was clearly God.
But that's
so
how the
like,
game's played.
I know.
That's the way the game, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, no, no, nope. Don't tell them that.
So, you've had enough, lady.
Yeah, well, yeah. They've had enough.
Yeah, sure. All right. Track nine. And then we'll get a tally going into the last one. All right? You ready,
yep.
Pip?
Yep.
You ready, Joe? Mm-hmm.
Don't you see?
Now, interesting here. What are you going to go with, Joe?
I don't know. That's a cool tune. I'm going with Lover.
I'm going to go Lover, too, but I'll tell you why I'm having second thoughts.
Why?
With the takeoff run after me, it would be an obvious Lover, which makes me think God.
No, I'm thinking God, you know, because God doesn't get off his throne for anything. He's God.
Well, here's why. Sure he does, Joe. That's terrible.
He just went to the can, but no. You know.
I think the can comes to him. He knows. Here's why I thought Lover. I'm like, this sounds like a voice I should know. This is a good voice.
Oh, wait, good voice on this.
But that,
I like the song.
Well, you want to slow dance?
She's got a really powerful delivery.
Well, the question is she being delivered, or was it a little?
Nice, nice.
That would be a nice slow dance song. What's happening to me?
Many things. You're going through the chains, Bridget. It's Josephine.
What's happening to
me? Is it your time, honey? Do you need some chocolate?
I don't smoke anymore. I don't drink coffee. No.
Don't worry, Joe. You're nice. Still a prick. You still some things are consistent.
Thanks, pal.
No, sure.
You don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? You don't drink, don't smoke. Crimson Cat came in with Lover.
Oh, okay. Stop the presses.
Okay.
This just in. Stop. Crimson Cat says Lover.
Okay,
stop.
So everybody across the board said Lover.
I don't feel good about that at all.
Everybody. It was God.
I knew it! I knew it! Because with the walking, it makes no sense, and that's why people go, I got him here!
That's exactly why!
Coming after me, God,
these songs are bullshit, alright? I'm sorry. God, I agree with Joe. God ain't running after you.
And this one had a little video of Jesus hugging people and comforting people. There's no
question. What is this, South Park where Jesus is hanging out?
There was no question this wasn't about God, but I was like, you run after me?
But it's like, but what is like Jesus going to be sitting there and then she runs off and Jesus is like, oh, for me sakes, now I got to go find this girl?
It didn't make sense to me either. But that person was named Plum. That was the name of the group. I don't deserve you.
No, you don't.
No.
That's a good voice.
Oh, yeah.
They
really
ruined it with the Jesusing it up, though. That's what I thought on the running. Like, yeah. Pip left this here at the end. That's what this is for.
That's right.
That laugh means that she's strategic.
Yeah, I mean, she actually has a mission when she comes out. Like, this game is hard enough to do. Pip's like, I'm going to fuck him a little more. You know, where's that dildo with the barbed wire? Here we go.
But the thing about it is, when we started the game, we were going to really, but you know what? She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she does. I don't like it one bit. We finally found something she excels at. This just means you have more things to do now, Pip.
Well, as long as Audacity's working, I don't mind doing this.
All right,
okay, good. Orgasms next.
Wait, hold on a second. Oh, yeah, I'm good at that, too.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, do it, but for the show?
Not next show, no. Next show, I told you what we're doing.
No, he missed my point. Oh.
No, I don't want you orgasming for this show.
No, nobody wants to hear
next
that.
Next week's the big Valentine's Day show.
Yeah, but I could see.
Well, perfect.
Next show, we want you to come. I always come to the show.
No.
That's not what we're saying.
We can make that a contest, who can make Pip come.
All right, bring your best. Bring your artillery.
Somebody shows up with a sandwich and she climaxes.
Pastrami. Oh, Goldberg.
Oh, baby, look what we got. A squeaky mouse. Oh, a squeaky mouse there. Yes.
Somebody starts like feeling her up. Nothing.
No, I'm just like the cats. Give me one of those catnip cigars and I'm done.
All right, Pip, we're going into the last one. Give us a tally into the last one.
Thank you. Lisa got my point. Okay. So this.
You and your special friend.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Davin.
All right.
5 for Tom.
Damn it!
4 for Joe.
That's anybody's game.
3 for Lisa.
Not hers, though.
And 3 for Crimson Cat.
All right. So Joe can tie. Me and Tom are neck and neck.
Yep.
So this is interesting. Well, you know, you got to give Pip credit. She's got us all over the place on this.
Hey, like I said, you know, we like really at the beginning, but she knows this stuff.
I know it will fool the minions.
Yeah, I know.
And because, but I don't always do it, so that you don't know which one's the tricky
one. You do it a lot.
Real.
You do it a lot.
Stop making fools of us. We don't need your help.
She's got a point. All right. Let's see. Final track. Ooh, Joe, 15 seconds. Luxuriate in it.
Luxuriate. It's like a Calgon bath. And if I be feeling heavy, you take me from the dark. You're up to keep me steady, so nothing could fall apart. You gotta put the Helix factor into it.
I'm
going Lover.
I'll go Lover too, Joe. But those arm things, that clearly means God, the way she plays the game.
Look, usually we fight and argue. We're like two war-beaten veterans.
She beat us! Pip has beaten us down!
I never thought I'd see this moment!
Because Pip is good spot, because here's what Pip, while they wait, this is what's happened. She gives us much less of the songs than we're used to. She doesn't give us any lyrics or anything that we can say, okay, I see where they're going with this. We don't have any song artists or anything. And she has a sick little sense of humor where she leaves in just enough. I mean, really, it's an uphill battle.
It's like, you know, the way you're stupid. But we're like, oh, it's Lover, man.
I don't know anymore.
All that stuff I say, stupid, moron, hang on, I love you, man. That's what has happened.
You've made Joe and I get along. I hope you're happy now. You ruined the show. Now we hate you.
I've united them against me.
I don't think you can handle our collective hate.
No, I don't think I can.
You should have rethought what you did, lady.
Please,
what, you think you think bus driver Tina's going to help you? Do you?
How dare you unite us for one cause?
Our contempt of you.
So nice to see you as brothers in arms. That was God's arms. Yeah.
The contempt of each other and our disagreements that make the thing roll.
You broke the show, stupid. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me Tom doesn't win one of these games. You're going to ruin everything.
Well, okay, you guys ready?
Well, tell us what the kids guessed.
Okay, well, that's where I was going to go. Davin said lover. Tom said God. Ooh. Joe said lover. Lisa said God. Crimson Cat said God. I'm sorry, did I say Lisa said lover? And Crimson Cat said God. Okay.
Well, Joe, somebody's either going to dethrone Tom, or Tom is going to reign supreme again.
I'm going to say this, though.
If Tom wins, he's Trucker Tom for the rest of the show.
All right.
If he loses, he's Bus Driver Tina.
Right. No pressure there, Tom. No pressure whatsoever.
You might want to tuck, or you might be your normal manly self.
Well, I hope your tuck game is strong, Tom, because it was lava. Yeah.
We won.
We won.
I won. You came in second. You tied with Trucker Tina. I mean, Bus Driver Tina. I'm sorry,
right.
Tina.
Can't we share glory that we got both got the question right?
No, I hate you again. I win. No, we share the glory that we got that one right. But I won.
Boy, now that we're back in civilian life, you are
right. Oh, Tina.
Okay, so the last...
But in Tom's defense, again, you know, as far as the non-members of the show, he won again.
I know.
He led the den. But for
thing.
A change, one of us beat Tina.
I know. It's really surprising. It really is a shock.
That's how well she thinks of us.
No, I just know how life is. Yes. Davin got six.
I actually got
five.
60%, which is a D, and I feel pretty good about
pretty
it.
Pretty good, considering, like, I brought it.
Yeah, you brought your A game, Missy.
And Joe, 5, Lisa, 4, and Crimson Cat, 3. Not bad. Tom says, Lisa jinxed me. Cue the punishment song.
No. We are celebrating, Tom.
Don't be a sore winner.
Yeah. No, he's not a sore winner.
Well, Lisa says, why am I getting punished?
Oh, okay,
there's
he had 5.
Tina's having that time of the month.
I'm so used to him winning, I just assumed.
No, he didn't.
No.
Team is hauling Kotex across the country.
Oh, dear God.
Well, that would have been a song, but we never heard that one, did we?
No, you didn't. All right.
Well, we're going to come back. We'll do some scammery stuff. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, ruthlessradio.fm, talksuperstation.com, cyannetradio.com, Gone Rogue Radio, hawkradio.net. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. On iHeartRadio, you will find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.